Hey there, this message is for new kindergarten teachers. Are you ready to dive into your first year of teaching kindergarten with confidence? I've got just the thing for you this summer. PD by the pool. Imagine soaking up the sun and taking advantage of all that summer has to offer, while at the same time learning everything you need to know for a successful first school year teaching kindergarten. All in short 10-minute audio lessons. How is that possible? This private audio course is a private podcast exclusive for you, a first-year kindergarten teacher, that you can take with you wherever you go while you're enjoying summer. As you know with podcasts, the great thing is all you need is your phone. In PD by the Pool, I cover everything from classroom setup to teaching routines to the first social-emotional lessons you'll want to teach your students. Plus, you'll get some fantastic bonuses, including a first month of kindergarten scope and sequence with everything you want to teach your kids for the first month of kindergarten. And here's the splashtastic deal. Grab the Summer Learning Bundle, and you'll get access to not only PD by the Pool, but the live kinder coaching week that will happen in July, where you get to ask me all of your kinder questions. With the Summer Learning Bundle, it's a buy one, get one half off deal. So don't miss out. Swim on over to pdbythepool.com and secure your spot in PD by the Pool today. Let's make waves this summer and get ready for an amazing school year. See you by the pool. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe, and welcome back to our July mini session on preparing for the best kindergarten year ever. Building systems, not stress, working smarter, not harder. Those are the goals. So today's focus is all about what actually matters before day one so that we can prioritize our summer work for what the kids really need for a successful kindergarten year. Remember that last week, if you didn't listen to it already, we were talking about what questions you should definitely be asking and have answered before school starts as a way to help guide our summer work as well. So definitely give that a listen if you missed it. But let's focus today on what actually matters before day one. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. What actually matters before day one? Spoiler alert, it's not a Pinterest perfect classroom. Pinterest perfect does not equal kindergarten ready, actually, probably. A beautiful classroom isn't always the most functional classroom. And I think that's really important to keep in mind, because especially in the age of social media and teacher influencers, we see these beautiful classrooms. We see all the themes and the decor and all this stuff. And there's a lot of pressure put on us to have classrooms that match that. But also, if it's your first classroom, you absolutely are probably putting the pressure on yourself, because you've had so many ideas that you want to implement, and it's finally your turn and your classroom. So I get it. I've been there. I spent all summer making decorating items for my classroom and doing all the things and buying all the things, and it didn't actually help me be prepared for teaching. So that's what I want you to have in mind, that students don't actually notice if you have matching bins, bulletin boards all set up and decorated, color schemes. Here's what they do notice: feeling safe and welcome and valued, knowing what to do and what to expect, independence and strong routines. And all those things will help you have a really successful kindergarten year, whereas matching bins, bulletin boards, color schemes, not so much. Not as important. And I know it's hard to hear. like I said, my first couple of years, all summer long, were just spent on making my classroom pretty because it was important to me. It's something I wanted to do. And that's fine if that's how you want to spend your summer. But make sure you also prioritize the things that will actually help you be a better teacher. Learn from my mistake. So what are those things that we should be prioritizing? Instead of just the decorations, let's prioritize classroom flow and organization. For classroom flow, think about, is there enough room for kids to move around from area to area to get all the materials that they need access to? Is there going to be a traffic jam somewhere if everyone's trying to get to the same place at the same time? Is there a way that you can see into all areas of the classroom? Because as a teacher, you really need to have an eye, no matter where you are standing, into all areas of the classroom. But it's nice to have blocked off areas where kids can go to feel calm, for kids who are upset, for kids who are having trouble focusing and need a little quiet space. It's good to have separate areas for that. But kindergarten is also unique in that hopefully you have playtime and play materials, and so you want to have different play areas set up. If you are new to teaching kindergarten and want to know specifically how to set up your classroom with play in mind, I have a bunch of resources, so reach out. But one of the best resources for you would be pdbythepool.com. You can get my exclusive audio course for new kindergarten teachers, and there's a whole section on setting up the classroom for kindergarten specifically. So you want to think classroom flow, but also organization. And how does that organization support student independence? So materials that kids need access to, they need to be in a place that they can see. I do like to have labels so that kids know how to put things away and how to find the things they need. If you're going to do labels in kindergarten, they need to have visuals, either pictures themselves or clip art. You can get my classroom label pack. It has like, I don't know, like 1,000 different labels and color themes. So it can pretty much fit for any classroom. But I do think that that should take priority over other kinds of decorating because it will help kids be more independent and keep the classroom organized. So win-win, right? You want to make sure that materials and things that you don't want kids to have access to, that they are somewhere that the kids can't see them or reach them, right? That they're put away, they're covered, things like that. So you want to have those organized as well. I do think you want to make sure you have your workspace organized so that starting day one, you have a good place where you can get your planning done and your thinking and all of that. Like that was usually the first area of the classroom I tried to organize when I was new. If you do have a new classroom, I have a whole podcast episode on what I would do if I was moving to a new classroom. So I won't get into the specifics. You can just check that episode out. Other things to prioritize over the summer before the first day of school. What really matters before day one. Family communication is key. I like to say that over-communicating is better because especially in kindergarten compared to other grades, parents are possibly brand new to school systems, to the elementary school. This could be their first time sending their kid to any kind of school. They are going to be feeling very nervous. The more information you can give them, the better. And it will save you a lot of questions and answers in the long run. So the more information you can send, the better. At the time of this recording, I'm hoping I have on my summer list to work on getting my parent communication up for my teacher's pay teacher store. But in the meantime, my back to school pack does have everything I sent the first week of school. So you can grab that for a good place to start. Or my family communication bundle will definitely have this new product if I get to it. And so if you grab it now before I've added to it, you can snag it at a good price. So look at that. But definitely have a plan in place for how to communicate with families and have communication ready to go before the first day of school that answers any and all questions. You will thank me later, trust me, because you will avoid a lot of relentless questions if you just can over communicate. Another thing that needs to be prioritized is what will your routines be? You really need to think through the routines of the classroom, the transition. As I said in the last episode, if you're new to teaching kindergarten, you want to think about what do you want this class to look and feel like in the spring? when you're doing the different parts of your day, because then you take that vision for when they're doing it independently and successfully, and you break it down step by step so that you can teach it slowly over time over the first weeks of school. Important transitions to think through. What will arrival look like? Some of that will depend on your school's arrival routines. And if you have lockers or cubbies or what do they do with their stuff? All that. So how do they order lunch? You want to think through arrival routines. You want to think through routines for coming to the carpet to learn. What does that look like to you? Are you going to assign rug spaces? How are they going to know where to sit? What should they look like on the rug? Where are you going to sit as a teacher? That's going to impact like your classroom setup. Are you going to have all your materials nearby? How are they going to handle using the bathroom? I have a bathroom in my classroom, so I have a light outside of it, and the kids push the light to say that someone's in there. But every classroom, every school is different. So if you don't have a bathroom in your classroom, what's your plan going to be? Are they going to have to ask to use the bathroom? How are you going to do centers or different academic parts of your day? And like, what would dismissal look like? And again, this is dependent on your school's dismissal. So if you are new to your school, you definitely want information on arrival, dismissal, lunch, recess, bathroom, all of that, so that you can be really thinking about how are you going to break apart those transitions and routines to teach your students. So again, we're prioritizing classroom flow and organization, students' independence, family communication routines. We're not prioritizing making sure that every center you're going to teach through the whole year is laminated and cut and organized and finished. Because guess what? You might change your whole center routine, and that would be a waste of your time and money. You want to think about the big idea of like, how do I maybe want to do my centers? And then you want to try it out and see how it goes. But I would really live it before I print out every single center and laminate it and cut it out and have it all prepped. And because I've done that, and guess what? Didn't end up using it. So learn from my mistake. We are not prioritizing the perfect decor. We are not prioritizing that. I know that it's stuff that we want to have, that we want our classroom to look good, and it should look good to us. But here's something to keep in mind. Young children learn best with calm colors, calm classrooms. We don't want to be overstimulating to them. We don't want too many things on the walls. And this will honestly save you a lot of time and money and effort, because it's not what's best for the children. It's unfortunately not what I'm seeing on Instagram or TikTok. I'm seeing a lot of beautiful classrooms with every inch of every wall covered with beautiful motivational posters or charts or, you know, this or that. And there's so many colors and there's so many different styles, or, you know, it's one theme, but the theme is like safari or jungle. It can just be too much. The themes can be too much and overwhelming. You actually will end up sick of it. Trust me. Like, I've done that. I did a whole Beat the Cat theme. I was very sick of it by the end of the year. So what I've learned the hard way and through research about how kids learn best is that it's best for you and for them if you can pick a simple color theme. So that way, when you're looking for bins and organizational materials and labels and whatever, you can stick to a general color scheme, but it's not like a full-on thematic classroom. And keep your walls as bare as they can for the start of school, because it's how kids learn best. But also, you want them to add a touch of themselves to the classroom. You want to have places where they can add their own work, their maybe self-portraits or hopes and dreams for the year, or add their name tags or their pictures. You want them to see themselves in the classroom and feel themselves in the classroom, feel welcome and valued there. So it's not good to have every inch of every wall covered up. And for the kids that have trouble learning, it's going to make it extra, extra, extra hard for them when classes are so filled up like that. So at my school, it's also just a fire hazard, and the fire department would be fining me if that's how my classroom looks. So I don't know how some of y'all are getting away with it on Instagram, like the classrooms I see. But some of those classrooms also might not actually be actual classrooms. They might be like work from home offices that are set up to look like a classroom and to show off the things they've made. So just keep that in mind when you see some of these beautiful spaces, is sometimes they're not actually made for kids in mind. They're made for selling their themes to you. So just keep that in the back of your mind. No shade, but like, you have to do what's best for the kids in front of you and what's best for you. The classroom should be made for 5-year-olds, okay? Not social media. But I think when you have that in mind, it actually takes a lot of pressure off of you for having your classroom be Pinterest perfect. When in reality, Pinterest perfect is not actually the perfect classroom for young learners. So if you want help thinking through anything to do with your classroom, like I've said, check out PD by the Pool, because I've got a lot of resources there for new kindergarten teachers setting up a new kindergarten classroom. You can grab my classroom decor bundle that has everything easy based on simple color themes. And it's everything I use and nothing more. But just message me at Kindergarten Cafe. Send me a message and say, tell me more about the wall space thing. And here's what I was thinking. And here's a picture. And what do you think? I would be more than happy to talk through that with you. So my DMs are open. My emails are open.
Yeah.
And if you really want to prioritize what you need exactly for the first day of school, grab my first month of school bundle. You'll be so thankful you did. It has everything you need for the first month of kindergarten. Trust me, you won't even have to like think of anything. And everything will be ready for you, including lesson plans for the first 2 weeks of school. So like, that's what you want to make sure you have ready, is the classroom is functional and the routines and are thought through, right? And the first couple of weeks are planned out, detailed. So stay tuned next week, because we are going to get into the classroom a bit more. I'm going to be sharing like, stop over preparing your classroom. That is the goal for next week's episode. So give it a listen and reach out anytime. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.